In recent weeks, the Peace Bridge, the Electric Tower, and Niagara Falls have been bathed in blue light. A reminder that April is Parkinson's Awareness Month.
Yes, April is a month for Parkinson's, but every day is a Parkinson's disease day for the families and the patients. Every day is a living hell.
Dr. Velasini Schonbach speaks from the experience of her husband of 42 years, Dr. Madhu Schonbach.
He found his handwriting was getting a little smaller, but he was still able to manage. But he wasn't really diagnosed to have Parkinson's until about 1995 or 6.
It was the start of a long, difficult road with Parkinson's. Madhu's motor skills began to slow. He eventually surrendered his successful urology practice. He stopped driving. When care became an issue, he spent 2 years in a nursing facility.
In my opinion, he was becoming a prisoner of his own mind. He could think the words, but he couldn't bring it out.
Nearly 20 years after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, Dr. Madhu Schonbach died at the age of 79.
David, how are you?
Good morning, yourself.
I'm well, thank you.
Dave Wolf is 56 years old. A doctor diagnosed him with Parkinson's in October of 2007.
He wrote something down on the chart and said, "You've got Parkinson's, see me in 6 months."
Having Parkinson's is not that simple, of course. Besides the slowing of his motor skills, Dave endures nighttime terror.
The other night, I guess I was having an argument with my father.
Oh, my.
And he said I was getting very, very upset. She said I was screaming for more than an hour.
A mechanical engineer in the aerospace industry, whose work made its way into the C-5, the Black Hawk helicopter, and the space shuttle, to name a few, finding solutions for Dave Wolf is a professional calling. One solution he sought for Parkinson's, deep brain stimulation, where two electrodes are implanted into the brain.
The operation is a little on the stressful side.
I can only imagine.
They basically bolt you into a halo, and then they bolt the halo to the table.
Bolted to the table, the patient remains awake as two holes are drilled into the skull. It provided a temporary solution. Dave Wolf was able to work for another 5 years.
Okay. Are you Penny? Hi. How are you?
That's Penny, his service dog. Parkinson's service dogs have many roles. Yeah. They're trained to retrieve items. Parkinsonians are known to come to a stop, unable to remobilize. A nudge from a service dog gets them moving again. However, not all are sensitive to the dog's role. Just last week, a sandwich shop refused Penny entry.
And looked in place and the guy said, "Can't have the dog in here." I said, "Yes, I can. It's a service dog." And he says, "We've been told not to let them in." I said, "Well, the next time I come, I'm coming with a police officer."
Under the ADA, the service dog, as Dave says, is like a pair of crutches. The sandwich shop eventually made way for Penny. It was a small victory in a battle where Parkinson's holds the upper hand. Tomorrow, a night of hope for Parkinson's takes place at the Millennium Hotel. It's a wine tasting event where proponents will look forward for hope, and in the case of Dr. Velasini Schonbach, a moment to reflect.
You know, a lot of times people think, you know, when somebody who suffered a lot passes away, they think, oh, you know, it's better, but never goes away. I always find them talking to him.
What do you say to him?
What do I say to him? I wish you were here.
And for Dave Wolf, Parkinson's remains very much in the present tense.
The thing I have the hardest time with is people look at me and say, "Oh, you look great." There's just no way. I mean, the way I feel sometimes, it's just like I've been ground down. For me, it's good to have something in like the support groups where I can work and continue to contribute. I'm not ready to be packed in the corner yet. So, and I'd like to continue that as long as possible. So I try not to think of how long that'll be.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.